Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Five things you need to know as you wake up.
I'm going to be on the other side of the camp on this one. I don't care. I don't care for you. The Durban residents have much to say about the Etiquette Municipality's new upgrade to a section along Anton Lamberde Street. You might have seen they've been working on it for over a year now. They've been widening the walkways to encourage people to get out there, walk the streets of Durban, of Anton Lamberde. Unfortunately, we've had to reduce one of the lanes. You know those lanes that are covered with cars spewing noxious gases into our atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have one less of those lanes and more for you to walk and cycle. You know which side I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unambiguous, right?
Yep.
Yay.
Sidewalk. The South African Weather Service has said, KZN, that we should be bracing for cool temperatures and some rain in certain parts of our province this weekend. Rain specifically expected on Saturday afternoon.
What?
So just a heads up.
It'll be Monday. What's
rain? I forgot about that.
But that cold one as well. Watch out for when they say cold rain.
Oh.
That's not good for us.
Oh, what?
Get a blankie.
Yeah.
And stay at home.
Cold rain load shedding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, snap.
Oh, yeah.
Next. And then, guys, if you go on Twitter, you'll see that trending number two is hashtag Agiso Shutdown. At number five, we have hashtag the Zamazamas.
Mm.
So yesterday was pretty hectic. A protest against the illegal miners in Kagiso Krugersdorp took a very unexpected turn when residents found some Zamazamas near mine dumps.
Correction, for who they thought were the Zamazamas.
Or they thought, alleged.
Yes.
Yes, they thought it was them. And then obviously, you know, the community forums, they do what they do.
Yeah.
Strips them of their clothes. They started beating
whipping them
up. And... hey, there's so much to say here, but maybe you can tell us, Uguti, what? Yeah, just your thoughts on what's happening in Kagiso and the Zamazamas. 0617929495.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as you wake up this morning, love this. The annual South African National Parks Week is going to be running in September from the 11th to the 16th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And this week gives you free access to most of the 22 national parks. That's for day visitors, which is so amazing, especially people from the local communities.
Huh.
So you can go and visit the parks that usually would charge you to enter. That's the 11th to the 16th of September for the South African National Parks Week. For more details, you can go right now to ecr.co.za. Just select Darren, Kerry and Sky show page.
For Mahala. For free.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lovely, hey.
Here's your first story of the day. It has happened. The first death from the COVID-19 jab in South Africa has been confirmed. The person had Guillain-Barré syndrome, a condition which sees your body's immune system attacking your own nerves. So was a completely compromised person who took the jab. The individual had received the COVID-19 Janssen. Or do we call it Janssen?
Janssen.
Janssen.
Isn't it J&J?
Janssen. The Johnson-Johnson one, which is the Janssen vaccine.
Oh.
Really?
Stories on the page, ecr.co.za.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.